Mr. Steer.
Yes.
How is everything going this morning?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Yeah? You mentioned that you're working on the trail report to send to the mushers. Is this the final trail report?
This will be the final trail report that they get, you know, sort of the public trail report that we've been doing every day the last couple weeks on Facebook and on the website. The mushers will have an opportunity the night before the race to have one more final trail briefing if there's any last-minute changes. And they'll get a chance to ask questions to our trail boss, Jamie Kemp, who's been the man in charge of putting in the trail this year.
Sounds good. And everything's looking well. You guys have been working on the trail for the last, 3 weeks you mentioned?
Yeah. Well, no, we've been working on the trail probably about 2 months now. You know, as soon as there was snow on the ground, people started doing brush clearing and trail work and marking, and it's been an ongoing process. You know, Mother Nature's been pretty cooperative this year. We don't have a lot of snow, which actually makes trail work easy because you don't have to go out and pack it every time it snows like last year. But there's an adequate amount, and right now the trail's looking in pretty good condition, I would say.
Tell me about the decision to run the Copper Basin this year. It was sort of not a last-minute decision, but it kind of came as a bit of not a surprise, but... Tell me what went into this decision to go ahead and do the race when you called it in early December.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a last year the race kind of had a little, had a lot of things came to a head, and the race ended up being canceled. And this year there was quite a bit of question as to whether the race would even be run at all. And a group of concerned mushers and citizens and people involved in years past and new folks came together and formed a new board, and the race was put back on and scheduled, and they got a volunteer group put together back in December. And you know, the last 6 weeks they've been working really hard to reorganize the race and re-energize the race, and so far the response has been really positive.
Has your role with Copper Basin changed? Is this a new responsibility that you're undertaking, or has it always kind of been your thing?
Well, I've had a lot of roles in the race, you know, starting off as a musher. You know, I've done the race, I don't know how many times myself. You know, I've won the race in the past. I was a champion. And then recently I've been helping out as a, you know, checker and volunteer and logistics coordinator. And this year they asked me to be the race manager, so I've sort of stepped into that role. And so now I get to just direct traffic, both, you know, musher traffic and volunteer traffic, and hopefully make sure the race runs smoothly.
Copper Basin's a pretty special race, both for mushers and for spectators, just on account of how many of the checkpoints are accessible to the road system.
Yeah, the Copper Basin 300 is unusual, and most dog races, you know, tend to be sort of these remote events where you really don't know what's going on. You can't see it, you know, firsthand. And the Copper Basin, with pretty much every checkpoint along the road system, allows spectators, handlers, fans, sports staff to actually see the race happening. It's really exciting. It's a way to be a part of the race without being a dog musher yourself.
Are you pretty pleased with how many mushers had jumped online? I know I was watching on Facebook, and you started off with 3 back in mid-December, and I think in the period of 5 days, you got 25 more signups, and now you're at 37, almost a full field.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think it's excitement for the race, but the reality is there's a little bit of a financial incentive for the mushers. You know, if you wait, if you sign up before the 31st of December, it's a little cheaper. So a lot of guys wait until the last minute, and so that's why there was such a big jump in numbers. But also, I think it's a confidence thing too. You know, the Copper Basin has a checkered past with musher confidence and communication, and it hasn't always been where it needs to be. And I think this year the mushers have a lot more confidence in the race, and the race organization is a lot more organized, and you know, it seems to be on track to put on a successful event. And when the mushers saw that happening, I think they were ready to sign up. And so it looks like we're going to have 35 to 40 teams at the starting line on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. in Glen Allen.
And also another kind of unique thing about this year's Copper Basin is you guys have the snow. There's other races that have been canceled already and races that aren't going to happen a week from now and 2 weeks from now. So this is, for a lot of people, kind of their first look at that mid-distance competition.
That's right, and you know, the mushers are—they're itching to race. They're itching to go out and see how their dogs do. You know, it's one thing to run your dogs hard in training, but it's another thing to do a race where, you know, you have checkpoints and layovers, and the mushers get tired and the dogs get tired, and you can really see how your team is doing and how you yourself are performing under the stress that you might encounter in a longer race like the Yukon Quest or the Iditarod, and so you know, people are ready to do this now. And you know, it should be a really exciting weekend.